WVOX and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial at a new day and time, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. What do you do when a dear friend overpromises what they'll do for you? And what should we do when a brand overpromises what it can do for you? The last 2 weeks, we've had two great examples, Skechers, and most recently, POM drink. That's that pomegranate drink that promises to do a whole host of nutritional things that will make your life better. How do you feel? Is the FTC a little too strong? Or are you one of those folks that thinks that government does in fact need to control the big bad brands of the world? Give us a call, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this, myself and my co-host this week that you heard interviewed last week, Jim Bouchard, the author of Think Like a Black Belt. Boy, I got the somethings today. I guess my teeth aren't put in correctly.
We can think like a black bird. Whatever works. We can do
so
it.
So my co-host, welcome Jimbo to our home here at WVOX 1460 on your AM dial.
These beautiful studios. And isn't it so cool to see Dr. Tantillo doing it live and in person?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Mas. And so by the way, Jim is going to be assisting me. He's going to be my straight man today, I think.
There we go.
Okay.
Whatever works. You tell me what to do. I'm doing it, baby. That's it.
And then we have two other folks who are going to be interviewed, whether or not they like it or not. But I did promo Alex, the brand manager and producer.
Think like a blackbird.
You know, and she's got the best voice in radio. You know what I'm
sexy
saying?
Sexy and sonorous tones, right? There you go.
I'm so vowel-y, you know? I mean, my vowels are much harsh.
You got that Queens thing going on.
I got that Queens thing. Don't go there.
Don't go to
be
Queens.
Be careful.
We're not going to be able
careful.
To get to the island. John said, don't go to Queens.
So we're gonna be talking to Alex, just what a producer does. Boy. And we're going to talk a little bit about what I like to say, her brand, because this is Brand Talk. And then we have another very special guest, and his name is Charles Bindit. We call him Charlie, and he is the president of Spontaneous Development, and they do apps for products and services on the internet, and he's going to get into it because if I say it, he doesn't like when I step on his brand. So we got him.
he does a good job, he might come out of here with some clients. There
you go. You never know. You never know. But he's a he's a quiet type, the strong silent type, you know. Anyway,
unlike
you're listening,
you.
Unlike me, right? And you're listening to Brand Talk. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands and whether or not we're talking about personal, professional, or small business brands. At Brand Talk, we use the same principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that you can go brand yourself and become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, Jim Bouchard, and of course today, Alex Armstrong
right.
and Charlie Bindit will leave you with some marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear from you so that you can go brand yourself. And so if you like to weigh in on our discussion today, on whether or not the FTC has gone too far and whether or not certain brands like Palm or Skechers have gone too far in terms of what they promised, give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you are email inclined, doc@brandtalkradio.com. doc@brandtalkradio.com. So, Jim, what are you doing other than thinking like a black belt?
I'm going to go out and find people if they don't call in. That's what I'm going to be doing. You're going to be dealing with me.
That's a brand.
We got into that last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Fighting was the problem.
The difference between fighting and
competition.
Where
yeah.
competition is much more of a metrosexual word. And
that's there you go. All right.
And fighting is more, you know, alpha male.
There you go.
I'll be back.
There you go. Well,
I'll be back.
Since I'm a dyed in the wool Ted Nugent libertarian, I guess I'll go with the fighting.
Okay, tell me how you really feel, Jim.
There you go.
Go ahead.
But you know what? It's an interesting sidebar because, and again, I'm going to credit you for helping us so much develop the Think Like a Black Belt brand. I almost said Blackbird too. And one of the things that you kept talking about was to be true to the brand. And how many times did I stray from that? And, you know, you learn from your mistakes. Hopefully other people learn from our mistakes. You've got to stay true to it. And,
You know, that's what I said. I'm going to plug myself, folks. Last night, actually this morning at 12 midnight, or was it the day before? Anyway, I'm losing track. The BBC interviewed me, BBC Wales, concerning Catherine Jenkins, and she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
And the question that they asked was whether or not she could be accepted in the American market. I said, absolutely could be accepted. And I said that basically her danger would be that she would lose her brand by becoming too Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, she's a singer. And they said, well, what can she do? I said, well, that's not my question. That's what she has to figure out, whether or not she wants to continue being a mezzo-soprano. She wants to be a singer. Does she want to be an actor? And if she wants to be an actor, don't go on the big screen. Go on television, because 20 million Americans love this woman now. Mm. And they were. So the point I'm making is when it comes to the brand, you got to know who you are and what your brand is.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that, because is her brand, and I think this applies to anybody who's a celebrity or trying to be one, right? Is the brand really what that person is doing, or is it who that person is? Because putting aside that she's hotter than Georgia Asphalt, I mean, she was endearing. She was just terribly endearing.
Well, you know, it's funny because the BBC Wales folks kind of said, You really think they liked her?
Sure.
I said, yes, she's talented, beautiful.
Wasn't she?
I mean, she's beautiful. And she was so charming. I mean, how could you not like her? And I said, you know, in America, there's a show called America's Got Talent. I like to change it to America Loves Talent.
Nice,
we love winners. We love people who are engaging. And that's something that we can all take to the bank in terms of when we try to go brand ourselves. Don't be negative. You know, don't be negative.
Yeah.
I remember going up to Albany and somebody said to me when I was working there about 30 years ago, they said to me, you know, play it down. You're just too happy to be in Albany. You know,
I won't mention the
guy's name.
Yeah,
but he said you really can't be too up because it will, you know. And the point I'm making is that you really you have to be yourself. You might not have to have it on high, the volume,
right?
But you have to, in fact, be yourself. So for the longest time, and it was very funny because the people in Albany knew me one way, and then my friends knew me, like Charlie here, who knows me since I was a young adult, like 17, 18 years old, and he'll know me another way, and it's like he doesn't know me unfiltered. I mean,
makes sense.
The folks in Albany knew me a little bit differently by being the best compliment I ever got is that I was working for an assemblyman, and one of the assemblymen said, "You know, assemblyman so and so. That guy Tantillo, whatever he does so well."
what better brand to have?
They really didn't know. Mm-hmm. He said he couldn't believe that he said that. He said, "Assemblyman, how could you realize what you said?" But that's the kind of thing that you want. Anytime I'm on. And, you know, we have in the studio here Jim Burchard, Alex Armstrong, Charlie Bindit, John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on the AM dial. We'd love to know what you think about the brands that are under scrutiny right now by the Federal Trade Commission, which includes Skechers that got tagged last week. And this week, Palm, the pomegranate drink. And Charlie's got some interesting news on that. He just he went to the internet, and he's the internet genius here. And who got me on Facebook? Who got me to know Jim? Who got me to know Alex? And that's a whole long story. But if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. It's a Brand Talk, and you can also get us on the email doc@brandtalkradio.com. I am giving the right number because last week I was giving my cell phone. I'm suffering sciatica. You can't do that. And I said, what are you yelling about? And then he pointed at the number that's in the studio. So that is 914-636.
You might meet some new and interesting people.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So before I get into the material, I went the other night, and I love personality brands, and I went the other night to the memorial ceremony for Donald Smith, Mr. Cabaret. He started the Cabaret Convention, and he was the executive director of the Mabel Mercer Foundation. And who did I see there but somebody who I loved for years, and I hadn't seen him, Rex Reed.
Rex Reed was, and
I'm going to tell you the best Rex Reed line I ever heard. And he did a memorial for him, and he was great. Absolutely great. Absolutely. Now, I am not being influenced at all by the fact that he liked my getup, that I was dressed to the nines. I'm not talking about that.
Hard not to be influenced by that, but go ahead. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
But anyway, So my favorite Rex Reed line when he was reviewing Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie, one of the first movies, and he said something like, I hope I get this right. He said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he graduated from the Nautilus School of Acting.
There you go.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. I thought it was so good. Yeah. And he was himself that night, had people, you know, he talked about the Southern roots, really a great, solid writer. Yeah. And I just love those kinds of personality brands that you see.
But that's the thing too. And you were just talking about the difference, you know, between when somebody's on and when they're, you know, off stage, let's say, right?
Right.
And how, you know, that's a difficult dance, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
how do you explain? And I think we sometimes, those of us who are exposing ourselves to the public, have to be careful not to be too far off, right?
That's right.
When we're not hanging around.
Well, you know, that you bring up something very interesting, because I was screaming the other last week about the Johnny Carson the Johnny Carson special on PBS that was just absolutely
right. Terrific.
And
yeah,
here
yeah.
was a guy that was very quiet.
Exactly.
And shy. Mm-hmm. But when that camera went on, and when he felt nervous, they said he felt nervous until he went off the curtain and went around the curtain and saw that audience, that's when he could shine, which is a lot of performers.
That was the real him.
That was the what?
To a degree,
no? See, I don't know.
You don't know?
That's a I don't know.
I always wondered that. I always wondered that.
I would say it was the real him wanting attention,
yeah.
but the real him was really a quiet guy, because there was an endless group of people that said, you know, Carson was really hard to get to know.
Right.
And so that was my experience the other night, seeing some great brands, and Donald Smith was a great brand, and meeting some really wonderful people last week. And but how do you feel about who are some of your personality brands? And what about this Palm brand? And what about, hey, wow, we got a winner and a loser. What about my company, GM, my company? Because I believed in GM when a lot of people said they were out for the count. And they did two things that I admired. They said no to Facebook, which I have to admire them for. And they also said no to the Super Bowl. And you know how I feel about the Super Bowl. I feel.
What did they do to Facebook? They just said they're not going to get involved with it.
Right. And last week, Nick, who's one of our astute, and I am not being patronizing at all, Nick is very bright, very well read, and says to me, by the way, did you realize that the demographic summary of people who are on Facebook are women who are 38 years of age? And I said, I did not know that. And then when you look at the GM brand, I don't think GM is a woman's brand. And I don't think that's their demographic. Mm-hmm. So I think it was very smart what they did and very brave what they did. And by the way, we'll get a little bit into that when we talk about our winner and loser. But that's smart.
Yeah,
that's the kind of smart things that you really like to talk about. But what I like to get into before that is this whole POM thing, POM. Is that how you say POM?
Yeah.
Palm. It's the pomegranate.
Yeah.
So what did they do? What did these guys
basically
do?
Basically,
ignorant today, huh? I haven't been reading the news.
Now, folks, let me
but
just tell you.
But that's why I tune into Jimmy.
I refuse to let my guests know what we were doing today. Okay, so that's why I like to keep them spontaneous. But that's why you have. That's why Charlie's here. That's why we're here. We're going to say something.
I'm anxious.
That's why we love you, John.
So anyway, the setup is that they had been doing studies over the last 10 years about their brand and how good this brand was supposed to be for them.
Yeah.
And it seemed like most of the studies fell short in proving that they could reduce prostate cancer and all these health benefits.
So common in those areas.
And I really, I am a stickler for overpromising because I'm not one of these high, you know, 5 will get you 10, 10 will get you 20.
I'm not
a big, snake oil salesman. I do not like that. I believe in satisfying needs, yada, yada, yada. But Charlie brought up that it seems that the FTC only chose to identify a few of their claims as being really not being able to be proven. And so maybe, Charlie, you were gonna say something about that.
Yeah, we were just looking quickly at what's going on right up to the minute. And the judge said that out of 600 print and outdoor ads, they found less than 2% misleading. That the majority of their claims were true, but they're still in violation for some amount of health benefits that they and the story's gotten legs.
Right.
So now the perception out in the world is that everything they've done is misleading.
Right.
Which is an interesting brand question. Yeah. If you stray just a little bit, does that taint everything you've gotten before?
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask you, because in this day and age with Facebook and all these other social media outlets, boy, it doesn't take long for the bad news to get around.
Exactly. So one of the questions is, what do you do if you're Palm at this point? Mm-hmm. They've been mostly good, but they did this bad thing. And they've got a campaign they're running now that's called You Be the Judge. It's Palm versus the FTC.
Right. Federal Trade Commission.
FTC. Okay. So they're taking it right to them, to the public.
And I love it.
Well, there's some question about, are they being too much in the face of the commission?
Yeah.
And is this going to come back? Are they going to come back with
a
vengeance?
Well, you never win when you take on the government. You never win. What's going to happen here, I've been in situations that you're just not going to win. They're on the side of the angels, mm-hmm. but in a case like this, they're not going to win. They're going to have to spend a lot of money defending. Go ahead.
So what do you do? What do you do if you're Palm? This situation happened. They did what they did. And what do they do going forward?
I think what you do is you make a statement. We disagree with what the FTC has said. But we will comply with the letter of the law, and we will make sure that there is no confusion in the marketplace, so that our consumers and customers are well aware of what our claims are, and we will seek to continue to meet the needs of our customers, something like that, and do a whole campaign not to take on the FTC, but more, and this is what marketing is all about. It's putting the emphasis on the right syllable, and that's all maybe it takes. But to say they're going to fight, and now people are going to start digging in. And there's nothing worse in life than to take on a bureaucrat. Because they got all the time and money in the world, and you're going to just be wasting all. The lawyers are going to be very, very happy.
And that's the complete opposite from what we talked about last week, where, if you go to the old wisdom from Lao Tzu or some of these folks, right? When the attacker advances, you retreat, right? And what's the best way? Well, first of all, what was the most egregious offense that do you know which riled them up the most?
One was the cancer. Prostate cancer.
Extremely emotional.
Let's see.
But always better to take responsibility, right, rather than dodge.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No. But you see, here we go. And I've mentioned this a number of times when I was on the strategy room, when the lawyers are in the room.
Oh, those guys.
Because the lawyers... Because the lawyers are afraid of litigation, mm-hmm. and what's the word? Liability. That's right, what right, they're right, so right, that right. if you make that, if you take the responsibility, oh, well, you said it on Tantillo's Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on the AM dial on May the 24th when you were talking with Jim Burchard, Alex Armstrong, and Charlie Bindit. And so.
Smooth.
How is that? That was pretty good, huh?
That's pretty impressive.
So, anyway. That's really the issue, and I remember being on the strategy room with the judge and Judge Napolitano, and we sorted out that way. And he said that was a very good point. You know,
which I understand the conflict though. You know, the litigation is expensive, liability is expensive, but as a marketer, isn't it much more expensive if you don't get in front of a problem?
Oh, please, yes. That's exact. Well, it, like I said, where do you want to put the resources? Mm-hmm. Do you want to put it in legal, or do you want to put it in marketing? Mm-hmm. My problem is that most people get disgusted at the legal part, except for the lawyers. Mm. But on the marketing point, if you make a good case, for your brand, I think that that's the way to go. But what am I? I'm only a simple branding man.
There it is.
Okay. So if you'd like to give us a call, that's the only thing I did not give you when I gave you the call letters of WVOX 1460 on your AM dial at Brand Talk.
Just don't give them the cell phone.
That's right.
I was just going to say that.
914-636-0110. This is John Tantillo, Jim Burchard, Alex Armstrong, and Charlie Bindit, the president of Spontaneous Development. I had a senior moment. Sorry about that. And I'm only 30. So why don't you, in fact, give us a call?
Remarkable for 30, doesn't it?
Yeah. You want to be brought back, don't you? By the way, TJ McCormick is coming back next week. TJ, I can't believe it. It's our break is coming up. And in the next half, we're going to talk in more detail about the winner and loser. We're going to talk about our Did You Know That? And more Brand Talk in 2 minutes.
Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. After a fifth day of deliberation, still no verdict in the John Edwards criminal trial.
The questions to the jurors remain. Did John Edwards know about the money being funneled to support Mistress Riel Hunter? Did he know the payments were illegal? And did he decide to go ahead with the plan anyway? Judging by the evidence requested by the jury, the money trail appears to be what it focused on.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. If convicted, Edwards could get 30 years in prison. A former star athlete had his rape conviction overturned after his accuser admits she lied. The woman got in touch with Brian Banks on Facebook.
An emotional and grateful Banks spoke outside of court.
I don't have the answers of why this happened. I may not ever get the answers as to why I was supposed to go through what I went through.
Before going to prison, Banks was being recruited to play football in college while at high school in Long Beach 10 years ago.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your latest up-to-date forecast. Here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. Variably cloudy conditions. Could see some breaks in the overcast later today, but there is a slight risk of a shower thunderstorm as well. Highs will climb into the middle 70s. Mostly cloudy this evening. Shower thunderstorms from patchy fog through the overnight. Lows will dip down to the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy on Friday. Chance of a thunderstorm. Highs into the upper 70s. And partly sunny lower 80s on Saturday. Looks like more showers and thunderstorms redelop Sunday near 80. Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Cloudy, 66 degrees.
The station with miles of smiles on the way home from work.
Better than I expected.
Put you in a good mood.
VOX.
We're back. We're here at Brand Talk. Jim Brashad, Alex Armstrong, John Tantillo, and Charlie Bindit. We're here to talk about brands. And at the break, we were continuing our discussion about the Palm brand. And Charlie brought up a good point of whether or not they should just let it go and not worry about it, or should they, in fact, be a little bit more proactive. Charlie, you were bringing up some. Go ahead. The judge say? You said that the judge said something that was.
Basically, I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but the judge said that the overwhelming majority of the evidence was and the claims were accurate, mm-hmm. and that it does show that it promotes prostate health. So they ruled against them on some very specific claims that they made.
Right.
But the point is that got traction. It got picked up on the talk show circuit that pomegranate juice, you know, was falsely promoting health benefits. So most people believe that it's everything they're claiming was wrong. So what Palm decided to do is run their own campaign to get back in front of people, and their campaign is "You be the judge," and they're trying to they're quoting the judge in his ruling, saying that most of what they said is correct.
Right.
So they've chose to keep the news cycle alive. They've chose not to let it die out, but to, you know, put their side of the story out in front of everyone.
Yeah. Well, see, like I mentioned in the first half of the show, the important thing, it's how it's done. You know, you said they're fighting back. I would really, and here you go, my metrosexual approach to life, is I wouldn't necessarily say we're going to fight back.
Yeah.
We're responding assertively and we're doing this so that our customers and the consumer understands what the truth really is, so there is no, and we want to clarify the situation, as opposed to, we're fighting, we're going to win.
You're exactly right. Strap on your black belt again, because that's part of that mindset, right? We want to be ready and prepared to fight and go full guns when we have to, but you got to know when to pick your battles, right? You've got to know when to fight, and most of the time, it's not appropriate. So, I agree with you 100% on that.
And they use their black belt techniques of stepping aside.
Right.
They use
some deflection.
They used the judge's own words, their own momentum, to make their own case.
But I'm going to be a skeptic for a second.
Sure.
Looking at it this way, and this is, I'm really interested to hear what you have to say with this. A lot of times, when you throw it back into the public forum again, right?
Yes.
We're not scientists, right? We don't have all that data in front of us. So when you say to us, "Let's choose," there's that, division of trust. Do I trust the government oversight that's saying that maybe there's something wrong here, or do I trust the company, or I trust my feelings that maybe this helps?
I think you trust your feelings, and the person that wins is the one is the group that has the better message and the target market identifies with. And that always wins out.
Know your market.
Know your customer. Mm-hmm. And remember that it's not about the Palm brand. It's about your customers and making them feel comfortable with the brand again. So that's what you're doing. You got to get in the, Charlie. Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, that's a quote from John's book, you know. Know your right, know your target market. Yeah.
Little old me, born in a log cabin in Queens.
And then I was going to say, Skechers, on the other hand, is the other side of the spectrum.
They do.
They made claims that their shoes will help tone your body, keep you in shape. You no longer have to go to the gym. You just have to wear their shoes.
So if you walk, you'll be in shape.
They have a couple of celebrities who've gone on air during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yes.
It's supposed to give you a rocking booty to wear those sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't want them.
Well, they were
all. Let's try them. Send us some.
All right. It's a family show here.
And the knock against them was a lot worse. It seems like they've got no scientific evidence. And the doctor, the chiropractor who backed them was the
brother-in-law
their marketing director.
Right.
How often does that happen these days? There's been
does
other
that
stories.
Happen?
Well, where the right this alleged scientist and intellectual is somehow right in the thick of the monetization of that product. Yeah,
it's so hard to believe you're going to get away with that these days.
Yeah.
With so much scrutiny on the internet. That's, you know, like faking your resume.
Yeah, that's Charlie Bennett. That was Jim Bouchard. Alex is the one who's laughing. John Tantillo. We're on Brand Talk. WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We'd love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. Are you a big Palm fan? And I mean P-O-M, not P-A-L-M. Give us a call.
Or does your booty rock from wearing Skechers?
No, nope. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
What am I saying? Yeah, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Well, anyway,
we
let's
got
him move
to
in.
Flush. Finally.
Moving right along. And then we got these two other interviews we got to do here. And we got, did you know that? It's all chock full in these last half hour of Brand Talk. Heard exclusively on WVOX. And now is the time for our winner and loser of the week. And here we go. This guy, Charlie Bendit, once again. When I was doing winners and losers of the week, he said to me, because he's a great marketer, he said to me, the problem with these great posts that you write is that you don't have any application. They're great. You know, you have to like tie it in. There should be a takeaway. And so so if you take a look at the original winners and losers, there's no takeaways. And now you'll see a takeaway, which we will
give it to us.
So he does have influence, this fellow, Charlie Bidder. Go ahead. You want to say something?
No. Go back. No, I'm waiting to hear.
I'm going to hear it. You know,
he's
my radio wife. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could say that.
He
but
was trying to hose
both,
me down. Okay.
You know, but Charlie is very happily married. I am the confirmed bachelor. So anyway,
not there's anything wrong with that. But
no, see, this is what gets me all upset these days. You could say things, and they didn't have any other implications,
which is good for marketing,
which is good, and not that there's anything wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. Charlie always has these great, he makes you a better professional by always getting you to think about it and thinking about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So with that said, we have my little introduction, thanks to Charlie, which is, folks, each week I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals, here's the Charlie part, so that you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life.
There you go.
And here we go.
That's awesome, Charlie.
And they say I don't listen to people. And here we go. And I kind of hinted at it here on Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial. Bouchard, Bendit, and Armstrong. And, of course, Tantillo. 914-636-0110. We're having a great time. I hope you are enjoying the issues of the day. But as I mentioned, GM is the winner. And I admire GM for knowing their brand. Last week, they said no to Facebook. And as I mentioned, it's not their demographic. Next. Let's move on. There are more cost-effective ways of promoting our brand. Let's move. Great. Simply great. And they're under the scrutiny of everybody today because they are still owned by the United States government, yeah. Part of it. And so they're doing the cost-effective. They're not lemmings going off the cliff with what everybody else is doing. They know their brand. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it, which is what we should do. When people are telling you, well, what you should do, John, is you should definitely be a speaker. And I say, yeah, I think that's good, but I think I'm better on broadcast side. But I don't mind doing that. But who are you? What's your brand? You got to be able to say to people, because we were at dinner one night and you were making some suggestions. You should go on the internet and just, you know, and just what. Yeah. And
you know what the thing is, too, ahead. Is that so many times our strengths can be our weaknesses. Right. And because you have so many talents in so many different areas. And I think, you know, the application on the small business side, many of us are small business people, and we're very tempted to get drawn into these areas, right?
Absolutely.
But you're absolutely right. You have to focus, decide where you're going to go.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And we always appreciate your coaching.
You know, that was Jim Bouchard. It's Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, 914-636-0110. You know, it took me years to find out that I'm not a manager. I hate management.
I hear you.
I cannot, you know, and that's all I used to hear from a friend who was a manager. You know, you got to manage people, you know, and I just don't want to do that anymore. That's not my brand. Mm-hmm. My brand is coming up with creative solutions on solving problems. That's what I can do, using a brand model, and that's what I feel very, very comfortable doing that.
You know, before you get off of GM, sure. there's something very, very important. We're trying to get some takeaways for the small business folks. When you said they knew their target audience and they were going for it, you said, in fact, I hate to say this, when you were speaking.
Funny kid.
Well, somebody kept pushing that they were trying to be all things to all people. And it's
right.
We're trying to cast a big net. And they were worried about offending or being off-putting to certain segments of the target audience. And you said, don't worry about it. In fact, that's how you said it. That's not your target audience.
Right.
Don't put your attention there. We have to be thick-skinned about that. And that's a good lesson that, you know, GM is teaching us now.
That's right. And the other thing, and, you know, I've been screaming about this for the last 7 years. And, of course, Charlie and we have great discussions about this, is they're not going to advertise on the Super Bowl, which I believe the Super Bowl, for all intents and purposes, is a tremendous waste of money. To make a long story short, the action in advertising is frequency, not reach. Mm. So you can reach, you know, all these people, but if they don't hear it a number of times, duh. So, you know, don't give me nonsense. Move along. Right. I mean, this is a great party that you can invite your dealers to, but let's call it that. Yeah. I don't want to have a problem with that, but don't tell me that this ad that's going to be seen once after a few you know, shots of you know what,
you know, going to resonate.
It's,
yeah,
it's a nutsiness. Yeah. So anyway, that's the winner, and the loser is Kraft. And here we go. Only in Fortune 100 America could this be passed off as good, smart. And it comes to brand names, and Kraft decided. Are you ready for this, folks? To rename its global snack business. I hope I get this right. Mondelez, which is Latin for world and delicious. You know that the executives at Kraft's went to prep school. They are showing how much Latin they know. I think I'm the only Catholic kid that went to Catholic school that didn't take Latin and did not become an altar boy because I did not know Latin.
That's why.
And so I guess I'm so averse to Latin words, which have no meaning unless you want to be Pope, you know? But go ahead.
Why?
That sounds crazy. Kraft sounds like such a well-known name.
Because they want a brand that is going to appeal, that has this kind of neutral kind of world view. They're into what they call global brands. This is the new thing. Go ahead.
Right. And sometimes the words mean something in another language. Like, does Kraft in Japanese mean taste bad?
Right.
Like 7-Up was bad luck.
Yeah, well, right. And I mean, what we came up with in the group is, why don't we just call it Kraft Snacks? I mean, you know, I mean,
the Kraft
Snack Division. I mean, why do we, you know,
John, is it because of the fact that they're trying to, you know, reach things in a more global context, that Kraft is such a uniquely American brand? Is that why they wanted to kind of rename themselves? Because it's synonymous with being American, all things American?
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, that's another story. I'm sure that the market research showed something like that. But anyway, I do have an appreciation of research. I just think that the third problem with this name is that I don't have to tell you that a brand name should be, you know, monosyllabic or maybe two syllables, but three, you're going to lose people. Mm-hmm. I don't care, you know. So I'm just not crazy about it, and I think that they should, well, at least they have to vote on it. The shareholders have to vote on it. Yes, Charlie.
Well, I don't know what your takeaway on this is, but my takeaway is, don't listen to your focus groups. You know, a lot of times, I know you're a big proponent of asking your market, you know, what they think.
Right.
In my world in software, a lot of times people aren't seeing the future. They're not seeing what you're seeing when you're inventing something.
Right.
And you have to do what Steve Jobs did, which was basically, I'll show you what it looks like when it's done. And I believe in my heart, you're going to love it. And I'm not going to change it because some customers are telling me to put more features in or take features out.
So that makes a lot of sense. You know, and Alex will be able to chime in on this too, because, again, as a small business person, we know how hard it is to build that brand and how difficult it is. So when we see a big company do that and build such a tremendous brand and then strip it, I know that's... Whew.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with you completely on and what you were talking about earlier with Palm too, is if you build a large brand and then in an instant it can be damaged as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of things to think about in that regard as well.
Palm needs to call themselves Mondelez.
Right. Yeah, well, and wouldn't that fit better too, really? I mean, you know, if you think about it, that's got a better synergy.
Problem solved. We solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the takeaway, go ahead.
What if we form a little snack food group called Kraft?
That would drive them crazy, huh? Really? See, we got some real fun thoughts here. On WVOX.
Solving the world's problems.
Yes, on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And the takeaway here is that too much cleverness can be a brand killer. So that's, that's what we're doing here. And now, folks, it's we are going to interview Alex and Charlie, but I have to get into my perennial crowd favorite, Did You Know That? And Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? One of the shared characteristics of successful people is relentless focus. Folks, I'm talking about the kind of passion that always keeps the goal in sight. Journey back to the 1980s. A cheerleader with dancing ambitions is discovered by a well-known pop star. She begins to choreograph his dance routines and then moves on to the silver screen, where she becomes famous for the keyboard sequence in Tom Hanks' movie Big. From there, she launches a pop singing career herself, another big success. Later, she becomes a judge on a famous variety show, but all along her focus remains how to deliver the best choreography possible. She realizes that one problem has long bedeviled performers: how to sing and dance with a microphone stand without sacrificing sound quality. In 2009, this inventive lady tackles the problem by designing a stand that is built into a hemispherical base. The result? Singers can now move and the mic effortlessly comes with them. Complicated dance maneuvers, once impossible, are now possible, all thanks to the mind behind the dynamic microphone support apparatus. The inventor, none other than Miss Paula Abdul. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
And did you know that? We're back. And did you know that?
No.
No. Now the takeaway from here is, once again, the creativity of the person and solving a problem in a artistic problem of how can you get people to dance and deal with the microphone in a way that would look almost effortless. And this is right up your alley, Alex, because you're a producer.
Yeah.
And you're, I would say, a brand manager of Think Like a Black Belt.
Right.
And the person that is responsible for
creating. The
power creating,
behind the throne.
I wasn't going to go there because then. Okay.
out of a kit.
No.
Him out of a kit.
So what? For those of folks who are listening, what does a producer do?
Well, you know, for a show like yourself, for example, what I would do is we've come up with a theme and we invite guests to appear on the show that hopefully will support the theme. Hopefully they'll be entertaining. Hopefully they will have listened to the show. And then we put things together so that when it's airtime, everything goes smoothly.
Right. So in one word, how would you describe your brand?
My personal brand or the brand of being in an executive producer?
You could take it any way you want. Let's talk about it. Let's take it professionally, then we can talk about it personally.
Delivery.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
That's
I didn't expect to hear that.
What were you expecting?
That's great.
That's why you're not the producer.
I guess not.
You asked for one word and you got it.
Well, there you go.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. What about you, Jim?
What brand is?
Very good. Yeah, right, what are you? Very good. That's always
don't,
good
don't
pun
go
when you got the ball.
Don't go there.
I don't know. I was going to say efficient, actually.
Yeah, I would say efficient, too. Yeah. That would be, you know, we can't.
But that's
we
hand
can't.
In glove with delivery.
Right.
I like
that.
Yeah.
I think delivery is the overarching word, mm-hmm. and under that would fall, you know, efficiency and all the other things that fall in that bucket.
You know, because ideally, you'll identify with this, when somebody's working with you in the producer capacity, you want to make sure that everything's done. You don't
exactly.
want to have to worry about it.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. We just want to show up and talk.
Yeah. Right.
And is that also your personal brand? Is there any kind of difference?
Conflict? I'm anal, so yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a detail person, definitely, and that carries over into a lot of areas of my life. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So that's great because those skills translate very well in terms of
being successful. Part of the reason Jim's and my partnership works as well as it does is because Jim is the global thinker. You know, he's always the one that comes up with the big ideas, mm-hmm. and okay, I have to sit back and go, okay, well, now how are we going to get this done?
I couldn't agree. And so now I'm not going to take a shot at you because I know a lot of people who come up with the big idea
yeah.
and after, you
take
know,
the shot. Why not?
No, because I've been surrounded yeah. with big idea
geniuses.
People,
yeah.
right.
but they can't execute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the devil is in the details and you got to be able to, you know, well, Alfred Hitchcock used to be somewhat of a global thinker.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, I find making movies very
That's
boring.
Good. That's good.
And very boring. After I figured it out, then I did not want to do the movie, but I had to yeah. because I had the contract.
That's it.
And I mean, that's the, you know, that really separates the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Being able to actually
implement.
Yeah.
You said that earlier, and we were talking about this privately. Remember that both of us, we've kind of had parallel experiences the last couple of years, reassessing who we are, what we want to do, you know,
and
with the remainder
your
of
brand.
Our lives. Right.
Yeah.
And you do have to sit down from time to time, I think, in business and assess what your strengths and weaknesses are and decide above that, what do you actually want to do? And somebody, you know, who's very creative, if you have that global mindset and you can come up with ideas, you need to surround yourself with a good team. And
well, because
it's
easy to get off task, too, especially, you know, when you were talking earlier about over-delivering and you know, feeling compelled, especially if you're a very creative person. And, you know, I know that you and John are very similar in this way, that you don't like to sit still.
No, I was just
me
going to say
sit
that.
Still?
Right? So, yeah.
Well, that's why I don't want to come and visit you in Maine. Oh, I don't want to drive 10 hours in the car.
It's not 10 hours. Come on.
Well, how many hours
by
is it?
By dog sled, right?
By dog sled. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, this is Alex Armstrong, John Tantillo, Jim Bershaw. Charlie Bindit, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. We have in the last few minutes Charlie Bindit, who's the president of Spontaneous Development, and he designs apps or write app applications. He could tell you more about it. So what the heck do you do?
I've got to ask him this question, John.
Sure.
Is there an app for that?
Bada-bing. See, this is serious. This is what you give them a little bit of reinforcement, and then they take over the show. Go ahead.
You get Jim to shut up. So
my first company, software bottling company, we wrote programs that wrote programs. So there
spooky.
Was an app for that. Application generators.
We're in a brave new world.
What app would we know of that you've done? What brand app? Come on, can you talk? Can we talk?
No, today we do work for companies. You know, we develop software, but mostly they're online applications. Mm-hmm. For mid-sized.
Anybody you can
for
talk
mid-sized
about?
Businesses.
Come on, give it up. Let's hear that.
The provocateur over here.
Yes. Yeah, come on. What's your brand?
You got about
10.
We're creative, analytical. We know we can get a lot of output out of a limited budget, and
okay.
We're fast and persistent.
I love
so
it.
We get it.
Okay. You can get Charlie's email and website on Brand Talk Group. Thanks. See you next week. Been great.